AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Two Titans collided in the college football playoff quarterfinals Thursday. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports on the Sugar Bowl.
Bruce, Notre Dame earned a ticket to the college football playoff semifinals with a 23-10 knockout of Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. The Irish defense wreaked havoc on Georgia quarterback Gunnar Stockton, who made his first collegiate start. He was sacked four times and lost a fumble while his offense was held to just 2 of 12 on third down. Irish quarterback Riley Leonard threw for 90 yards and a touchdown and ran for 80 more to lead Notre Dame to the victory in a game that was delayed by one day following the tragic events in New Orleans' French Quarter.
I got four or five more hours of film study. We had another day of walkthrough. That's our superpowers, our preparation, and I think it definitely paid off today.
The Irish took control of the game, scoring 17 points in just under a minute of game time, spanning the end of the second quarter and the start of the third. Notre Dame will face Penn State in the Orange Bowl next Thursday, with the winner earning a spot in the national championship game.
One other Thursday game in the Gator Bowl, Ole Miss buried Duke 52-20. Pro football. Pro Bowl rosters have been named, and one name is conspicuous by its absence. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
Nine Ravens players, including two-time NFL MVP Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, were selected for the Pro Bowl games. The Lions are the next with seven players, and the Vikings and Eagles each have six players on the NFC roster. Patrick Mahomes was not selected to the AFC roster for the first time since becoming the Chiefs' starting quarterback in his second season. Mahomes, a three-time Super Bowl MVP and six-time Pro Bowl pick, wasn't among five Chiefs chosen. His teammate, tight end Travis Kelce, made it for the 10th time.
Back with basketball and hockey after this. Pro basketball, the NBA's hottest team got even hotter. Correspondent Mike Moriarty reports on Clippers Thunder.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 29 points, and the Oklahoma City Thunder won their franchise record 13th game in a row, clubbing the Clippers 116-98. OKC trailed by as many as 16 points in the first half, but cut the Los Angeles lead to 4 points at halftime, then outscored the Clips 68-46 over the final two quarters of the game. Jalen Williams added 18 points for the Thunder, who are 28-5 and have won 17 out of their last 18 regular season games. Amir Coffey scored 26 for the Clippers, who dropped their second straight, falling to a record of 19-15.
And the Celtics were without Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis, but still found a way to win at Minnesota 118-115. Jason Tatum was game high with 33 and said this was a nice way to start January after an 8-6 December.
Looking forward to January is a great opportunity to get back to our identity. And right, no better way than start off the road trip down two of our starters and still figure out a way to win the game. So tonight was a lot of fun.
In other action, Indiana beat Miami 128-115. Brooklyn beat the Bucks 113-110. Golden State laughed at the Sixers 139-105. And the Lakers hung on to defeat the Blazers 114-106. College hoops. AP number 9 Oregon was humiliated on its home floor by 22nd-ranked Illinois 109-77. Hockey. Two of the top teams in the East collided when Carolina played at Florida. Correspondent Jane Ferry tells us how it turned out.
Jacob Slavin broke a 1-1 tie with 7.5 minutes remaining to send the Hurricanes past the Panthers 3-1. Slavin also set up Brent Burns' goal 35 seconds into the contest. It remained 1-0 until Anton Lundell scored at 2:17 of the second period. Lundell's goal was the lone blemish for Peter Kochetkov, who scored back 26 shots as Carolina avoided a three-game sweep of the season series.
We very need to win because we lose two games this team. You know, we just need a little bit answer because to lose 3-6, 6-0, you know, it's bad for us.
Marty Nate just added an empty netter. Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 37 shots for the Panthers, who have dropped 3 of 4.
In another high-quality matchup, Minnesota went to a shootout before prevailing at Washington 4-3. Elsewhere, the Rangers got past the Bruins 2-1. It was Detroit 5, Columbus 4. Toronto edged the Islanders 2-1. Dallas doubled up Ottawa 4-2. Anaheim went to overtime to win at Winnipeg 4-3. The Avalanche rallied to force overtime with Buffalo, then prevailed 6-5. Utah beat Calgary 5-3. Vegas vanquished the Flyers 5-2. Vancouver won at Seattle in a shootout 4-3. And the Sharks broke an 8-game losing streak by defeating Tampa Bay 2-1. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.